come to our live webinars, danoconnortraining.com.
Hi, I'm expert communication trainer Dan O'Connor, and this week I'm going to give you three magic phrases that you can use to instantly boost your confidence when you need to present an idea, make a request, and so much more. You know, many of us, when we walk into what we know is going to be maybe a challenging communication situation, we lack confidence because we simply do not have the tools. And this week, what I'm going to give you are three magic phrases, as I said, and these are going to be what we call navigational phrases. Navigational phrases you use when it seems as though your message might be going off track to help steer you back on track. We all know that some of us communicate with people who intentionally try to throw our message off track. And when that happens to you the next time, these three magic navigational phrases will be exactly what will get you out of that pickle. They are you ready? Magic phrase number one, that may be but. Repeat that. That may be but. Magic phrase number two, I understand, however. Repeat that. I understand, however. And magic phrase number three, I see your point and. Repeat that. I see your point and. The way we use these is we couple them with the broken record. And remember that the broken record is different from simply repeating yourself. That might be what some novice communicators do, but not a savvy, polished communicator such as yourself. The broken record is, I'm going to repeat the exact same words that I used a moment ago, because that sends a very clear signal to the person to whom you're speaking that you are a professional, polished, powerful communicator. And the way we would use these particular magic phrases is like this. For example, let's say that you talk to the scheduler at work, and you say to the scheduler, now I'm saying scheduler rather than boss because I would want to do a cost-benefit analysis before I might use any communication strategy with my boss, but let's say that I'm just speaking to the scheduler, and I say, hi Susan, I'd like to request the last week in May off for personal business, and she were to say to me, you just had a week off in January. Remember, use one of your navigational magic phrases. That may be, but I'd like to request the last week off in May for personal business. And she might say, asking a lot of time off these days, aren't you? And I can simply respond, keeping my cool and confidence, by again using that magic navigational phrase. That may be, but I'd like to request the last week off in May for personal business. And saying things like that three times in a row, again, sends a very clear message to the person that you are communicating with that, don't test me. I'm not one of your rude communicators. I am polished, professional, and prepared. So we can use this in a variety of circumstances. Let's say that you're presenting an idea and somebody tries to throw you off track. Somebody throws a cog in the wheels of your presentation and says something like, we tried that idea once already. Remember, that may be, but, and then keep going with what you say. The savvy, polished communicator is not easily knocked off message. And with those three magic phrases, you can navigate back on course and stay on message. So for more of these tips, remember to subscribe to this channel, check out powerdiversity.com, and write me at dan@powerdiversity.com with any questions you may have. If your organization could use any on-site training in customer service, eliminating negativity, professional communication skills, give us a call and we'll see what we can do for you. Keep tuning in and make sure to share this with your friends. I'll see you next week.